The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of Clear Channel Radio, nor should they be regarded as legal or investment advice. Seek qualified counsel before acting on any views expressed in this show.
This is Investor IQ with Glenn Wessel, where you hear straight talk about financial topics that impact you. Got a tax, financial, or investment question? As a CPA and holder of the Certified Financial Planner and Chartered Financial Analyst credentials, Glenn Wessel's the guy to ask. Now, here's Glenn.
Good morning, Western North Carolina. My name is Glenn Wessel, and I am your host. Thanks for joining us this morning here on WWNC for the October 24th edition of Investor IQ, where we spend a half hour together each Saturday morning trying to make you a more savvy investor. I'm here with Forrest Connor this morning, whose main job is to make me sound better than I really do. Good to see you, Forrest.
Good to see you, Glenn. Glenn, I just sit here and let you do your job. You sound great as it is.
All right. You know, Forrest, one of these days, I'm afraid I'm going to say, good morning, Vietnam. You know what I mean?
I'm a little Robin Williams there.
You got like 300 knobs over there. You think you got one knob that could erase stuff like that?
Maybe.
Anyway, I'm joined this morning by my wife once again, Alice, who keeps our investment counsel practice pretty much on an even keel. Here on Investor IQ, however, Alice's job is to read your questions and comments. So basically, she represents all of the confused listeners. Is that right, Alice?
Yes, I do.
driving to the studio today, Alice and I were noticing that leaf season has begun. Does WWNC ever let you go outside to see stuff like that, Forrest?
Occasionally, I get outside. I get a window right here, and occasionally they let me outside.
Oh, the blinds are up today. All right.
Oh, yeah.
The view's pretty nice.
I bet both of you know that chlorophyll allows for the photosynthesis. I'm going to test you here, Forrest.
Okay.
The photosynthesis that keeps the trees and plants alive. You know that, Alice?
Correct.
Yes.
Right,
okay. Did you know that since chlorophyll is green, plants and trees, for the most part, reject green light? So they actually live off of red and blue light. How about that?
But the shorter days make the chlorophyll break down, which in essence has the color come out.
This is no good.
What, did I just stand you up there, Glenn?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So anyway, welcome to Botany IQ. We're going to invest your botany skills in something or other, I suppose. So anyway, that's it for botany this morning. So we're going to take some questions from Alice. You have a few questions that people have emailed to us over the last week or so?
Yeah. I have one question from Vicki. She says, I'm a single mother, and I'm finally in a position to begin saving on a regular basis. How much money should I keep liquid and where?
All right. What I'd like to do is to actually introduce a fourth person here. Rob Simon is an investment analyst, works in our practice. Rob is he on a mic?
Yes.
Are you there, Rob?
Yep.
Okay. Rob is studying to become a certified financial practitioner or certified financial planner practitioner, I should say. So you've signed up for a couple of years of paying there. And he's also involved with the Chartered Financial Analyst Program, which is another 3 years of paying. He's already passed level one. So he actually makes a lot of the investment recommendations that we implement at our firm. Rob, what do you think about liquidity requirements for Vicki?
Well, normally the general idea is to keep around 3 to 6 months of liquidity in fairly short-term kinds of investments, money markets or CDs that are short-term or something like that. And it kind of depends on if the person is single employed or if they're with a spouse that is also employed.
So since she's single, how would that impact the liquidity requirement?
Then she should go towards the longer end of that range and go towards more of the six-month period of what she should have as liquid assets.
Right, okay. And Vicki, I don't think, mentioned whether or not she was a wage earner or a commission-based person, but let's just assume, for argument's sake, that she was a steady wage earner, or then alternate B, she was a commissioned salesperson for, some company where she sold equipment or something. How would that change things?
So if her wages were fairly irregular, then she would want to have more in liquid assets, even possibly more than 6 months if depending on how irregular her commissions are.
Right, right. One of the things that I like to tell people is that if you can be a big boy or a big girl about it and not spend the money necessarily, it could be worthwhile to just secure a home equity line of credit if, in fact, you have a house with equity, equity in it, so that you could tap that line of credit if and when you need it, but not, of course, to travel to Tahiti or other discretionary things, right?
Yeah, as long as you've secured the line of credit before you need it.
That's right.
That would work.
So I think a lot of the banks, maybe not so much in today's climate, but in normal banking climates, they will be willing to extend a line of credit to you for relatively little cost or no cost, no closing cost. The bank will a lot of times absorb the closing costs involved, so sometimes you can actually get those lines of credit with no real direct cost to you. And if you don't use it, you don't pay interest either. So that would be another thing that she could do. What else do you have in the bag, Alice?
Well, we have a question from John as well. It's an interesting one. He says, why are penny stocks considered to be so risky? It seems like investors could make a lot of money here. So what say you, Glenn?
All right. Well, first of all, I think I should probably define what a penny stock is. A penny stock is not a stock that necessarily trades for less than a dollar, but the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission, defines a penny stock as any stock that trades for less than $5. So any stock that's trading for such a low price is probably going to be a very small company, thinly traded, as they say. Even if millions of shares trade daily, the dollar volume of those trades is very small. So that means that the stock is ripe for manipulation. Penny stocks are risky because they're embryonic. Rob, do you want to speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, normally a stock that's trading under $5 is going to be something that's commonly referred to as a small cap, meaning the market capitalization of it is under $500 million or so. And that means that it's may not have any earnings. It may be just developing a product. Anything like that could be happening with it.
A lot of times people call stocks like that story stocks, where the stock is hyped on some type of story that befits the company, you know, the next promise. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. That's kind of.
Anyway, we've come to the end of the first segment. My name is Glenn Wessel. I'm your host of Investor IQ. I'm here with Rob Simon and Alice and Forrest Connor. We'll be back in just a moment.